Good Monday. Today is November the 17th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the federal government has reopened, and with it in that legislation, also money set aside for agriculture. We're going to take a look the next couple days at what that means to our industry. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Monday morning and visit with Brad Bales. Now, he is the Senior Director of State and National Policy for the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Brad, a lot of news going on in Washington as the government opened back up last week with a vote. But within that vote, there was a lot that applied to agriculture as well. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, real quick, you know, it's very unfortunate that we had to go 40 days in order to resolve this shutdown. Not going to celebrate it, but on behalf of our membership, I'm just relieved it's over. There was a lot of difficulties when it came to accessing certain programmings or pulling down loans and working with your FSA office. But I will say USDA did a really good job trying to make sure that those posts remain as much as possible. So really, really relieved that this is behind us and in the rear view. Now, when it comes to the farm bill, right now we are currently on the 2018 farm bill. We've done two extensions. And then with the bill that was passed yesterday by the House, that will contain a third extension for the 2018 Farm Bill, pushing forward provisions that were not contained within the H.R. 1, or otherwise known as the Big Beautiful Bill that was passed back in July. So, you know, while we would like to see a modernized farm bill, it's good to see that we at least have an extension and we can continue to have a conversation.
Well, a lot of folks will remember there were some ag provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed earlier in the year, but a lot of things that were not addressed by that and left on the table. I think even the president was unaware of some of those things.
Yeah, I know Chairman Thompson of the House Ag Committee is really trying to get back to work. He was already working the hallway, so to speak, to try to get to some sort of agreement. So we're hoping that now that we have some more runway to talk about the farm bill or modernized new farm bill, we can talk about what we need to do in the long term to help out our farm economy.
Well, as far as USDA goes and all the different things we've heard from the Department of Agriculture, how are they impacted by the passage of this bill and the reopening of the government?
So before the shutdown, there's 12 appropriations bills, or basically bills that fund our federal agencies. USDA was one of them, or the Agricultural Appropriations Bill. So out of those 12, there were three, USDA being one of them, that was in the continuing resolution that was passed yesterday. So what that means is the agency, or USDA, will be funded through the end of the federal fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. Other agencies are not as fortunate. So for our farmers and ranchers, it's a good thing. We're going to be able to make sure that those offices are going to be open. Also contained within the continuing resolution that was passed yesterday is making sure that FSA offices are prioritized and that they are protected from closures.
Again, my guest today is Brad Bales. He's the Ohio Farm Bureau Senior Director of State and National Policy. We'll be back with more from Brad tomorrow. Stay tuned as we'll have more ag news after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Changing directions, this year's corn and soybean crops continue to reflect record highs in categories within USDA's latest crop production report. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
What changes were noted from September to November within USDA's latest crop production reports? Corn production is forecast to down 1% from 2 months ago, yet still projected to be record production. Likewise, corn yields were down slightly from the previous report, yet still record high. Soybean production forecasts were lowered by 1% from September and 3% year over year. Despite lower harvested acres from last year, bean crop yield is forecasted to set a record in 2025. Cotton production forecast rose 7% from the previous report, yet 2% lower than in 2024. Higher yields were recorded from September and from last year, 58 pounds from the previous forecast and 33 pounds from 2024.
Well, in related news, USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer took the opportunity to discuss soybean production and balance sheet reports, market reaction, and what's behind an upward shift in the season-ending average price.
Change in yields dropping at 0.6 of a bushel, maybe a little stronger than anticipated by the market. I think they were looking at for something at between 0.4 and 0.5. So a little bit bigger decline in that overall price. We lost about 50 million bushels of production. So they've estimated that exports will be actually be 50 million bushels lower. And they're looking at a combination of things in order to get to that export number. And then on top of that, you've seen our own domestic prices rise, making us somewhat less competitive into the global market. And so overall, you see kind of that loss of production come out of exports, but you have seen a price jump. And so normally by November 1st, we're about 30% marketed on soybeans. So there was 70% left to be marketed. And so overall, we think that that turns into an overall average across all of that of 50¢ a bushel higher for soybeans.
Again, those are the comments of USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.